President Bush spoke about energy today, proposing a couple of new ideas and repeating some familiar ones. The point, he says, is to reduce the country's dependence on foreign oil, and by doing so, reduce the pressure on oil prices. One of President Bush's proposals? Make it easier to approve new nuclear energy plants.
The first essential step toward greater energy independence is to apply technology to increase domestic production from existing energy resources. And one of the most promising sources of energy is nuclear power. Today's technology has made nuclear power safer, cleaner, and more efficient than ever before.
In his speech to small business leaders in Washington, the president said that he would also encourage new oil refineries. He said none have been built here since 1976, and existing refineries, he says, are running at near full capacity.
I will direct federal agencies to work with states to encourage the building of new refineries on closed military facilities, for example, and to simplify the permitting process for such construction. By easing the regulatory burden, we can refine more gasoline for our citizens here at home. That will help assure supply.
Among many other proposals, the president would also encourage conversion to clean diesel vehicles, as well as to hydrogen fuel cells and hybrids. Vijay Vaidheswaran is environment and energy correspondent for The Economist. He joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
What was new in the president's speech?
Not very much, actually. It was essentially a speech that was consistent with his energy plan proposed by Dick Cheney back in 2001 and with what the House of Representatives energy bill, which just passed last week and is now kicking around in the Senate. There were a couple of small tweaks, though, that he added. He did talk about reducing some of the regulatory hurdles to new infrastructure, things like new nuclear power plants, putting up facilities to import natural gas, what's called LNG or liquefied natural gas facilities. But by and large, I would say he really was giving a stump speech to rally the troops in the Senate to try to pass this bill by this summer, which is really what he wants.
Does this amount to an energy independence program, that is a program to reduce dependence on foreign oil?
You can say a lot of things about the plan that President Bush talked about, but that's one thing that you can't say. It will lead to very little reduction in our energy independence. I mean, energy independence is actually a myth. It's a bogus notion. When you think about it, America sits on top of less than 3% of the world's oil reserves, and we consume about a quarter of the world's oil every day in terms of daily consumption. We will never be energy independent as long as we rely on oil. Now, the long-term vision President Bush did mention in passing is sort of hydrogen fuels, fuel cell cars. If you look ahead 20, 25 years and we move our cars and buses with something that's not gasoline, then we can talk about energy independence. But in the medium term and short term, unless we do things to reduce our use of oil at home, we're really not doing much by adding new nuclear plants. After all, I mean, our cars don't move on nuclear power.
He did talk about conversion to clean diesel vehicles. Is there a great deal of efficiency to be achieved by having, or at least an improvement of the air to be achieved, by having cleaner diesel engines?
It's a small idea. It is a good thing. Cleaner diesel engines are better than dirtier ones. But if you talk about overall use of petroleum, we're going to get very little gain in terms of the president's stated aim of reducing our reliance on foreign energy sources. Well, the diesel is made from foreign imported petroleum anyway. So on that grounds, there's no real improvement. Now, in terms of local air pollution, I think we will see some benefits, and that's a good thing. Nonetheless, it's at least consistent with the president's agenda.
He spoke about those vehicles. He spoke about hybrid vehicles. He didn't talk about SUVs, about the big cars we drive in this country.
No, he did not. In fact, I mean, the president's plan and the House energy bill, which is essentially the president's plan, have been criticized by folks for having tax giveaways for large SUVs, what's been called the Hummer tax break. A more sort of holistic critique of the proposal is that it says virtually nothing about fuel economy standards, raising the efficiency of American cars, the kinds of things that we can do in the short to medium term to really reduce our reliance on all petroleum, foreign or domestic. On that front, there's no new news. This is a supply-side energy policy, not much on the demand side.
Vijay Vaidheswaran, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Vaitheswaran is environment and energy correspondent for The Economist. He spoke to us from New York.